Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, so we've got some Braves news today. Some extensions, I believe, right?
Yeah. Alex Anthopoulos got a little promotion and an extension to 2024, and then Brian Snicker and the rest of the coaching staff got locked up through 2021. So I think that's a little, you know, it's not anything that's super, super newsworthy, I don't think, but it's just, you know, solidifying things for the next, at least for the next year, so that you have guys under contract and you don't have guys, you know, looking over their shoulder for another job or something. So it's good, and it's well-deserved, I think. You know, I know Brian Snicker gets a lot of crap from fans for managerial decisions he makes in games, you know, things like that. But every baseball fan, I feel like, complains about their manager, right? Like, nitpicking on who's coming into the bullpen and things like that. I think if you look in general from the top level, this team has gotten to the playoffs, and last year they won 97 games, and nobody was predicting that. I mean, last year people were predicting the Braves to finish as low as third in the division, even though they were coming off a surprising division win in 2018. He's kept this team consistent. He's kept them level-headed, and of course, we all want to see this team finally break through in the playoffs, which is the end goal, but you can't really complain too much with the job that Brian Snicker has done since he came in an interim position several years ago.
Joe, let's explore the notion that you need another bat in this Braves lineup. I know a lot of people are infatuated with Nolan Arenado or Chris Bryant, and it's gotten to the point where I feel like it seems like it's a little exaggerated. You look last year, you know, Albies had 24 jacks, Acuna had 41, Freeman had 38, Riley and, you know, Dansby combined for about 35. They brought in Ozuna, who over the last 5 or 6 years is good for 23 or more home runs virtually every year. Does this lineup still need more pop, or are they pretty good as constructed?
You know, I think it's a good lineup. It's a lineup that I don't think it's going to be as good as last year. And last year, it should be said, last year it was a really top-notch National League lineup. We had Dallas Keuchel kind of comparing it to lineups he would see in the AL. Of course, they have a designated hitter over there. So, you know, there is a lot of potential in this lineup. There's a lot of inherent potential. When you talk about guys like Ozzie Albies, even Ronald Acuna, we all know how great he's been. He's talking about 50-50. Of course, you know, there might be a little bit of tongue-in-cheek there, but there's a lot of room for growth with a lot of these players in the lineup, so I do think that it can get better over time. I do think it's a loss, though, just not having Josh Donaldson, replacing him with Marcelo Ozuna. Alex Anthopoulos has made no bones about it, saying that they're basically expecting Ozuna to have a better year than he's had the last couple of years. And if he can get back to his best, the way he was at his best when he was with the Marlins, then maybe you're getting that Josh Donaldson kind of guy back in the lineup. You're getting that replacement for him, and you're not seeing too much of a drop-off. But it's a big if. He's only had 1 year like that where he OPS'd around 900. Other than that, he's never OPS'd over 800. So there's quite a big difference in the level that he's shown throughout his career. But I'm with you. I mean, this lineup is good enough to get by, especially when you consider the way that the team has reinforced the bullpen. If we think back to the way that the season started last year, the team was kind of treading water until they brought in some pieces that really solidified things. And I think that this year we could see something similar if it's not all going according to plan at the beginning of the season. I think that this team is set up to potentially make a trade, make a move to bring in somebody if it's not going well. But I think that, you know, the team wants to see what it has in the guys that it's brought in, both at last year's trade deadline and this offseason, to reinforce.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.